controlled opposition, the best that the conservatives and Christians have to offer is the very reason that America is in trouble today. George Orwell rightly said, political language is designed to make lies sound truthful. Being in ministry and traveling as much as we do, we have the opportunity to see and meet a lot of people, and in the process, we notice what it is that people feed upon. And let me tell you, this explains why this country is in the condition that it is in today. When you are on an airplane, a bus, or a train, you see what people are feeding upon. They're feeding upon gossip magazines, or maybe they're playing poker on their phones, or perhaps viewing a filthy movie on the back of one of those airplane seats. You can rest assured that a majority of them who are feeding on this garbage are them that are continually complaining about what's wrong with their country rather than standing up and fighting for the country that they say that they love. And of course, everyone that we see or meet across the country is surely involved with politics in one way or another, for after all, we all live politics. But I have to ask you, who is it that you live unto? The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 6:14-18, be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers, for what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness? And what concord hath Christ with Belial? Or what part hath he that believeth with an infidel? And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For you are the temple of the living God. As God hath said, I will dwell in them, and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore, come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and will be a father unto you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. Many in America today justify their standing as Christian conservative patriots by holding to secularists such as Mark Levin, Laura Ingraham, Glenn Beck, Ann Coulter, Rush Limbaugh, Ben Shapiro, so on and so forth. This may explain why we as a country are in so much trouble today. It's not because of these talking heads, you know, the best that the Christian conservatives have to offer, so much as it is the American people that have forsaken the Word of God and the United States Constitution. President Andrew Jackson, the 7th president, said, "The Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests." These conservative talking heads, you know, yesterday's liberals, do not make reference to biblical and constitutional laws, exposing the criminals in politics to bring about the much-needed resolve through justice. As a matter of fact, it is these talking head conservatives, spin doctors, that are the very ones fueling the narratives that secure the establishment of which Americans claim that they're sick and tired of. Furthermore, they individually define out as to being the very controlled opposition, keeping the conservatives in order, that is needed to keep pushing the agenda forward, for they are no threat to the establishment that they make claim to be exposing. Let us start out with dazed and confused Ben Shapiro, who not only denies the Christ, but believed that Jesus was a Jew who led up a revolt against the Romans and got killed just like a lot of Jews who were crucified for the same thing, said Ben.
No. We don't even believe he was a prophet.
What do you think he was? What do you guys think?
What do I think he was historically? I think he was a Jew who tried to lead a revolt against the Romans and got killed for his trouble, just like a lot of other Jews at that time who were crucified for trying to lead revolts against the Romans and got killed for their trouble.
Well, Ben, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Apparently, Ben knows more than the very God that he declares to believe in outside of the Savior that was and is sent on his behalf. Oh, how it stands true when Jesus said that he came unto his own and his own received him not. Hey, Ben, wisdom will not long hold a seat in the head of that man who has yielded up his heart to folly. What about Glenn? Did you know that the founder state constitutions were an average of only 5 pages nationwide? Did you also know that they focused more on the character of those placed in office more than the laws themselves? For example, Delaware constitutional requirements for men in office: I do profess faith in God, the Father, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, and in the Holy Ghost, blessed forevermore. How about Pennsylvania constitution? I do believe in one God, the creator and governor of the universe, the rewarder of the good and the punisher of the wicked. And then over to North Carolina's Constitution, no person who shall deny the being of God or the truth of the Christian religion or the divine authority, whether of the Old or New Testaments, or who shall hold religious principles incompatible with the freedom and safety of the state, shall be capable of holding any office or place of trust or profit in the civil department within this state.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker. Boat rocker. Boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies. Scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Just wanted to highlight a couple things here for you on sonsoflibertymedia.com. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go ahead and subscribe to that page and or beforeitsnews.com. Top left side of both of those pages. And what I want to highlight here, friends, is the fact that people are dropping over all day long, and you're not hearing much of this in the mainstream media. Matter of fact, if you're hearing anything from the spin doctors, the useful idiots, John 8:44 in the mainstream media, Micah 6:16, check out both of those scriptural references. It's interesting that they always highlight the fact that they passed, but the cause of death is always unknown. Now, just go back 5 years. Does anybody remember seeing the cause of death unknown? Now, I didn't think so. I didn't think so neither. But we have Haley McNeff from 1988. When she was born, she died on 2025. Another one that passed, and somehow or another, the American people don't realize that the perpetrators are still loose, and they are basically getting ready to do it all over again, friends. I could have used a different word, I suppose, but folks, do understand that adding strength to tyranny, you have to understand by doing so and being apathetic and tolerant, you're only causing them a leverage against the people that they did it to the very first time. And guess what they're doing? Just that. It doesn't end with him. Here's another died suddenly worldwide. Former FC Porto captain Georgi Costa dies age 53 after a heart attack. Again, folks, some people basically try to justify these passings or trying to distract all of us from saying, well, it wasn't necessarily the shot. And the only people that are telling you that it wasn't the shot are those that are guilty of taking the shot, because what they're doing is they're hoping in their little world that they created, that little deceptive bubble, they're hoping that it doesn't catch up to them sooner or later. And according to doctors that we've had on the show, both morning show and afternoon show, there is no undoing it once you take the shot. But again, I think the point is all the people that are passing here. We have Italian athlete, 29 years old, dies after collapsing at the World Games. And they all have one thing in common, friends, and you know what that is. It's the bioweapon. And if only people would have loved the Lord enough to actually take heed to save their own lives, because as I've said so many times on this show, that I know the Lord to be a back watcher, right? I think of 1911 of Psalm. And I just think overall, friends, how he is, again, a back watcher. He's the horn of our salvation. He's our high fortress. He keeps us hidden under the shadow of the Almighty. He keeps us as the apple of thine eye. The list goes on and on. He's our rear word. He's our shield of our salvation, our shield, our buckler. Oh, again, folks, the list goes on. He is a back watcher. Okay, he gives us his word as preventive medicine. In other words, take heed to it because prevention is better than cure. Okay, here's another one here. Here's one of those individuals that like to mock people. Her name was Julie Powell. I mean, and just to show you how desensitized people have become, she said, I would argue that COVID does kill some of the right people. She was advocating the deaths of the people that were anti-vaxxers and those that didn't wear their masks. She said, I would argue that COVID does kill some of the right people. The anti-vaxxers, maskers are dying in legions. She is absolutely incorrect. Not one person that hasn't taken the bioweapon has passed. Apparently, she believed the government that she says she doesn't believe. She trusted the government that she said she didn't trust. Apparently, she didn't pay attention to the details as to how this is all being pre-planned every step of the way for up to 20, 25 years, where they kept threading it through television, in music, in movies. They all the well knew what they were doing because they told you, and we played those audios and videos for you concerning how they were teeing this up before the said plandemic, the conspiracy that they created, Jeremiah 11:9, actually came forth. And they were testing the people, and the people failed the test. But again, I just wanted to highlight, friends, Julie Powell, the one that was mocking those that didn't go along with it. She's another one with a plethora of these sorts of people. That is now dead because she took the shot. Food writer dies of cardiac arrest at age 49 years old. Again, I can't make this kind of stuff up, folks. This is happening all day long. I could spend, again, the whole show today just highlighting all of the people that have been murdered by your said representatives. That, folks, the point that I'm trying to bring is, I understand that we live in a country where most Americans are okay, that babies are being murdered in the womb to the equivalence of 3,000 to 4,000. But you need to understand, God said he hates hands that shed innocent blood. And the Bible also says, thou shalt not murder, 20:13 of Exodus, and also Proverbs 6:17, the other way around. And I know most people don't take heed to that they're going to reap what they sow. Well, folks, when you allow the babies to be murdered in the womb, folks, the most vulnerable place a baby can be, and you do nothing to protect them, you can rest assured that same government's going to come after you. And that's exactly what they did. And it's exactly what they're doing. And there's still no justice. I'm talking about the heads of the perpetrators. I can tell you where justice has been pronounced. It's been pronounced upon the heads of those that went along and took the shot. And what am I talking about? As accomplices, only to further prove the word that the Lord gave, that you're going to reap what you sow. Because God is not mocked. When you disobey him, you're going to receive a just recompense. I have right in front of me, friends, boxing world rocked as star dead, age 28 years old. So young. His name is Sayang. Sayang. Good looking kid. Looking out to live out his life only to have it cut short because he was told to go along with everybody else. No, folks, that's the problem that we're having in this country. There's so many people that just, they agree with what I say concerning what I'm highlighting. They agree with what I say that too many people are going one direction. But when you see their inaction and their tolerance, you can see that they're allowing the bad guys to do what they're doing and driving the narrative to lead the masses the wrong way. Well, that's not what Christians are called to be. That's not what we're called to do. We're called and commanded by God to stand up and go against the flow. Right? Because we're being led by the Spirit of God. We're to warn men to flee from the wrath of God. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. We're called to tell men to, again, flee from the wrath to come, to repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. I also think of Ezekiel 33, verse 3 as well, and the whole chapter itself. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come right back to it. I want to highlight a couple more things, and then we're going to get to the main topic. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, 281-845-4704.
Join us this year for Content Christian Media Conference. Join hundreds of filmmakers, actors, screenwriters, podcasters, and authors during this 5-day, 5-star event. Come expectant and leave equipped as a content creator for the kingdom of God. September 22nd through 26th, at Capernaum Studios in Poolville, Texas. Register today at ChristianMediaConference.com. That's ChristianMediaConference.com.
This is Sam calling from Minnesota. Are you tired of listening to radio show hosts, public speakers, do-nothing politicians, weak and effeminate men who do nothing but talk and talk about the issues we face in our country today, resolving nothing? So am I, and that's why I listen to Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty radio show. Bradley's message of hope and resolve is not only something broadcasted through the airwaves, but also something that he takes to the enemy's front door with a vehement passion. Believe me, I know. I've witnessed it every step of the way as his son for the last 18 years. I don't know about you, but in our country today, we need men now, more than ever, who are willing to take action and not hide behind the safety of a Facebook post from your fake name social media account. Bradley demonstrates his words through actions by preaching nationwide at churches, prisons, high schools, event centers, college campuses, and so much more. Step up to the plate and be the man or woman God called you to be and join Bradley Dean and others in this fight for our generation and future generations alike.
BBSradio.com.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email Rob at WisconsinChristianNews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
Did you know that the University of Houston political science professors searched to find where the founding fathers chose their ideas? They assembled 1,500 writings from the era of the founders, and they researched for 10 years and isolated 3,154 direct quotes and identified the source of the quotes. Number one, 8.3% was quotes from Baron Charles D. Montesquieu. Number two, 7.9% was quotes from Sir William Blackstone. Number three, 2.9% was quotes from John Locke. And number four, 34% of their quotes came directly from the Bible. And when researching where Montesquieu, Blackstone, and Locke got their ideas from, they found that theirs came from the Bible as well. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 281-845-4704, 281-845-4704. By the way, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. We follow the Christ here, John 14:6. We got Bill calling in from Indiana. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, Bill. What say you, my friend?
Thank you, Brad, regarding these vaccines. Two questions that I've never heard asked, and I'm 77 years old.
Okay.
Number one, before they give a shot to an adult or a kid, what's in it, or let me see the disclosure sheet?
Okay. Can I answer that really quick? Everything that Yes. Me and you cannot pronounce. That is a fact. As a matter of fact, even if you go into a pharmaceutical during the pandemic and you ask to see the ingredients, they would open a page, literally, let's say, 8 to 10 folds just to open it, and it was blank on both sides. That's not a joke, Bill. That's a fact.
Yeah, I know that. Yeah, yep. I've heard that.
Yep. I've seen that. So I do understand that there is nothing in there that we can understand because they don't understand. They just understand what they're attempting to do, and it's exactly what they've done, and the people all the well know it. You know what's crazy to me, Bill, when I think about it, is what is it that they need to do before the people actually hold them accountable for their crimes? That's really the question that needs to be answered, and it falls to the people. Because the politicians, they all the well know, are doing what they don't have the lawful authority to do in the first place, but they're doing
Amen.
It. So you got to ask Amen. The people. So anyways,
Amen.
Those are my thoughts.
Amen.
Amen. Did you have a part two to that?
No. Well, just a comment. Like I said, I'm 77. The last vaccine I had was a flu vaccine. They were given at work in 1975. Okay, that gives away my age. But I was sick for 3 days. I missed 3 days worth of work after that, and I swore and be darned, I would never take another vaccine. I'd die with the flu first.
Yep, yep. No, absolutely, and I totally agree. Let me go ahead and answer off-air my thoughts. I'm going to go over to Scripture for you really quick. I always appreciate Bill. 77 years old. You don't sound like you're 77 years old. I always appreciate you, guy, when you call in. I really, truly do. I wanted to say this. When you look at Scripture, for example, John 10:10 tells us that the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. The Bible tells us there's no truth in them. Or him, right? And I'm also talking about those that are doing his biddings for him. Well, that's exactly what we've seen. I mean, I don't know how much more specifics or detail that we need to see to understand that scripture, but it's exactly what they did. What they did, in fact, is create poison to inject into the bloodstream. And why would they go there? Because they want to kill. They want to murder, just like their father. And again, that's what they do, right? What does it say in Leviticus 17:11? For the life of the flesh is in the blood. So the life of the flesh is in the blood. So what do you have to get to in order to kill the flesh or murder the flesh? You got to get to the bloodstream. And let me just say this so you all understand. The government never had authority to tell anybody, you better take this or else. I mean, I could go off on this whole little diatribe for the next 15 minutes again. How many state governments, faithful judges that were doing their job, and faithful federal judges that were doing their job, coming out during the pandemic and basically deplatforming all these governors that were going along with the agenda? Oh, and by the way, many of them were called the Democrats, right? We call them the leftists. We've been taught by the spin doctors, right? Nonsense. They're criminals. But isn't it interesting? They followed the lead of Donald Trump. I thought they were at war with each other. No, it's a uniparty system. And you can see that because it happened all across the boards. It's also interesting to note that like the likes of DeSantis and Noem, Florida and South Dakota, they sold both of those individuals as freedom fighters, only to find out that Kristi Noem in our states and in South Dakota lied every step of the way. We had Jordan Mason on program with us here, television and radio, and he highlighted the fact that what she said and what she's doing are two different stories, because she's playing the hero to the people when in fact she's giving her subordinates power, unconstitutional authority to attack the constituents in their particular county. Well, that's South Dakota. If you go over to the other freedom fighter, Ron DeSantis, it's interesting how he comes up with bills that basically say at the end of the day, by the way, I want to give the heads up real quick. Florida is a honey trap. Just mark my words. Florida is a honey trap. Mark my words. This is another one of those write it downs. It's a honey trap. But during that time, people ran to South Dakota because of Kristi Noem, and they ran to Florida because of Ron DeSantis, because they're freedom fighters, right? Well, there was a bill called SB 2006 written by DeSantis. He approved, signed on to it, that basically quarantines people at will, according to the Department of Health. Completely unconstitutional. In other words, what they're doing is assuming an authority that has never, ever been given to them. The only reason it worked is because of the people taking heed and counsel from their fears. The fear of man, which brought a snare, and in many cases, it brought death home to them. Okay? Because they never had the authority. Matter of fact, after the whole pandemic was over with, right? Isn't it interesting how the federal government stepped back and said, we never forced anybody? How many people lost their jobs unconstitutionally? By the way, there's doctors that are being reinstated today, and there's also states throughout the United States where people said, I'm not going to back down, where they actually went in and they won their lawsuits. So for all of you that said, if I didn't do it, I would have lost my job, I'm here to tell you that those people that stood up and didn't go along with it proved otherwise to what you went along with. That is not true at all. Okay, so anyways, we all understand what's going on. People are dying. I'm just here to remind everybody there's still no justice. They're going ahead, friends, and they're getting ready to do it all over again another way. And they're doing it under the guise of the good guys. Look what's going on with Trump. Oh, my goodness. It's all across the boards. Look what he's doing under Noam. They're driving folks. They're corralling people through unconstitutional force and measures to make people get a real ID, while a surveillance system is being created to spy on them. And what's the excuse? The illegals that they allured in. And if the American people don't want to stand up and hold them accountable for the acts of treason, Article 3, Section 3, guess what's going to happen? It's going to fall to you. And guess where it's going? It's fallen to you, Americans. And they're also pushing simultaneously during that same time a cashless society, all under the guise of the good guys, under false pretenses, friends. How many times did the Lord tell us not to be deceived? But the people are deceived. Wanted to show you something else we had highlighted some time ago, about a week and a half, 2 weeks ago, concerning this scandal that Keith Ellison is a part of, and so is the governor. And we also brought up Ilhan Omar. And with that, we found out that 46 of the 47 people that were involved with this $250 million fraud, 46 names were Muslims. They were all from different countries, attacking our system of government, stealing from us, friends. And you have an appointed, planted governor and an attorney general making sure that they can oversee the crimes that are being committed. That's a fact. There's nobody in the state that will tell you anything different. But it's also interesting to note, friends, we have former enforcer for Ilhan Omar. I don't know what he's the enforcer for, because nobody cares about her. I went to one of her little gatherings in St. Cloud. Nobody showed up. She's as dumb as a rock. She acts like a 15-year-old kid in detention center. She's literally dumb as a rock. When she's asked a question, Her language was so broken. I'm not talking about her dialect. I'm just talking about her trying to put into words to answer the question. It was embarrassing. And that's, I'm not belittling her, friends. It's just a fact. You have to ask yourself why the mainstream media, concerning all the crimes that she's been guilty of committing against the people in the state of Minnesota and nationwide, why she's still there and why she's being promoted and why she's being treated like a princess in spite of all the crimes that she's guilty of. I can tell you what it is. It's because the people tolerate it. That's what it comes down to every single time. I want you to see this really quick. This is Omar Fattah. He's the top priority concerning the mayoral candidate. He's been busted for stealing over $500,000. He's also been busted in voter fraud. And yet this is the guy they're going to put in as the mayor, as an installed individual, to do what? What does the CIA do? They destabilize. That's why they're putting this guy into office. And I want you to see this, friends. I'm going to play it right on the other side, concerning his top priority in the state of Minnesota in Minneapolis if he gets put into position. No justice, no peace. We'll be right back.
So, you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and have been thinking, there are so many others who need to hear this message as well, but you just don't know how to reach them. Well then, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. It's time to schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. So, don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And together, we can make a difference in our world today.
Your love of liberty, your respect for the laws, your habits of industry, and your practice of the moral and religious obligations are the strongest claims to national and individual happiness. President George Washington. He goes on and says, "You do well to wish to learn our arts and our ways of life, and above all, the religion of Jesus Christ. These will make you a greater and a happier people than you are. Congress will do everything they can to assist you in this wise intention." The son of liberty, Samuel Adams, said, "Let ministers and philosophers, statesmen and patriots unite their endeavors to renovate the age of impressing the minds of men with the importance of educating their little boys and girls, inculcating in the minds of the youth the love of their country, of instructing them in the art of self-government, and in short, of leading them in study and practice of the exalted virtues of the Christian system."
Join us this year for Content Christian Media Conference. Join hundreds of filmmakers, actors, screenwriters, podcasters, and authors during this five-day, five-star event. Come expectant and leave equipped as a content creator for the kingdom of God. September 22nd through 26th at Capernaum Studios in Poolville, Texas. Register today at ChristianMediaConference.com. That's ChristianMediaConference.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hi, I'm State Representative Walter Hudson from Minnesota. As a public servant, I face constant pressures that threaten to pull me away from my core values. That's why I turned to Bradley Dean and his ministry through the Sons of Liberty radio show. They're one of the only media outlets that truly challenges me to stay rooted in God's word while fighting for liberty and justice in our government. Tune in Monday through Saturday at 2 p.m. Central Standard Time for hard-hitting truth that inspires action. Visit sonsoflibertyradio.com to listen now.
BBSRadio.com.
Okay, so the other day, and I see you up there, caller, okay? I just want to say this, and I just want to reiterate it, because you need to tell people things 300 and 400 times before they finally hear it. it's just how it is, right? But I was highlighting what was going on in New York. He's a plant. He came out of nowhere. He was being groomed by the powers that are tolerated. He was the pick. Oh, and this is the same thing that goes with your talking heads as well, friends. They're picked to be put in place, and that's what we're going to be talking about in just one moment here. But one of the things that I had brought up is the fact that over in New York, this guy's coming out, and he's blatantly talking about socialism. He's from a foreign country. He comes over to the country that helps him, and then he attacks that form of government. That's called treason. You understand? They are not qualified to come over here or lawfully be able to come over here and to establish a foreign government in the place of our constitutional republic. This is what I said. To have a socialist run for office is to reverse the roles of our government. It goes from we the people who are the government under God. Our representatives receive delegated authority from us to them, not them to us. Because our rights come from the Lord to now having our privileges come from the state, which is a socialist system. That is the undoing of a country that we all know. You need to understand this is what is at play. Let me ask you something. In question, Thomas Jefferson said that when the people fear the government, you have tyranny. But when the government fears the people, you have liberty. Which one are we under right now? What do you think that 99% of the American people would say? I'm talking about those that are paying attention. They would say that the roles are reversed. Yep, you're already under that state of control. Because they're not asking for delegated authority anymore. They're taking it upon themselves to assume that authority that was never given to them, which works in contradiction. It works in contrast. It runs antithetical to our foundation and system of government in this country. It's oil and water, friends. It's yin and yang, which does not exist. But this is what the CIA is installing throughout the United States of America. Okay, I want to show you this, and don't question what I'm telling you, friends. It is the CIA that are installing these individuals. You all the well know there's massive voter fraud going on in this country. One lady in Colorado just recently, over the last couple of years, exposed the voter fraud taking place. You know what they did? They threw her in jail for 9 years. So it's one of those lies that they mean to keep propped up, and there's one of those lies that they don't want anybody to expose. Well, I'm here to tell you, folks, that you're being lied to. There's massive voter fraud. These governors and these said representatives that under this uniparty system, they're not being voted in by the people. The uniparty candidates, the clowns in the circus of politics, they're just merely given to you as options. When in fact, the real options are outside of the options that they mean to give you. Because they don't want you to have real representation. They want you to have politicians. They don't want you to have statesmen. Okay, a politician is a slang word. Okay, a statesman is one that works for the people to uphold the laws of our Constitutional Republic, Article 4, Section 4. That is a thing that's out of sight and out of mind. And I'll tell you what, the mainstream media attacks people that hold to the word of God and the law. I'm just warning them. That's what I'm doing. Hey, listen to me. I said, Bradley just said, I'm just warning them. I am. Because with the Lord, all things are possible. I'm talking about my Father, who is the governor of all nations. I'm talking about my Father and my Lord, the captain of my salvation, in which the government sets upon his shoulders. Okay? I'm not going to talk about one of those little mamby-pambies walking around with his tail tucked between his legs, running the other direction, talking about how Jesus is his Lord when in fact he's not his Lord, because if he was, he'd be running the other direction. And until we know who we are in Christ, friends, many of you people out there that profess to be Christians, you need to start acting like them, because you're under the banner of somebody that you don't know. And until you do know him, you need to take that banner off and that profession off until you find out who you are in Christ, period. Because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. We're not succumbers, we're overcomers. We're not to be surmounted by evildoers and wicked doers. David was our exemplar. He was our example. And he's the one that we're to follow in his footsteps concerning the seed of David. That's why Jesus said he expounded who he was out of what? The book of Psalms and the book of Moses, the law of Moses, the Torah. Folks, we better get this right. Okay, I think some people are looking the wrong direction, and I think now you have it. Let me go over to a self-professed socialist running who's not qualified to run. He's a criminal. Okay, as I said just a couple minutes ago, friends, he's already been busted for voter fraud. He's also been busted for stealing $500,000. But somehow or another, he has the right, coming from a different country, to come into this country, ask for help, then attack. He doesn't have to assimilate, folks. That doesn't apply to those that they install. Remember that. This is exactly what they're doing. But somehow or another, he has all doors open and all the media attention, just like this clown in New York, to give him all the attention that he needs to put him into position to go ahead and continue this assailing against the American people and our founding government. This is what they're doing. But he's another socialist, as he calls himself. Again, he's not qualified to run for office. But if you don't know the difference, he's going to run for office. I want you to hear Omar Fateh, okay? I want you to hear his top priority if he becomes the governor, the mayor in Minneapolis. Also keep in mind, just so you see how this is all being played out, Ellison and Walls want 200 to 300% more Muslims to come in. So when you're listening to what he says, it shows you that this is all pre-planned and that they are being installed. Check out what he has to say. Check this out, folks.
Day one, if you were elected, what would be some of your top 2-3 priorities for the city?
So that's a very good question. So the first I would say would be a hostile federal government with not only Donald Trump in office, but he has essentially a trifecta, both chambers of Congress and a Supreme Court. And a lot of our neighbors, especially our undocumented residents, are very concerned.
Our undocumented residents are very concerned. Undocumented. Not illegals. Illegals. His top priority is to make sure that he can defend and protect these criminal illegal aliens that have come in from other countries that mean to conquer you, America. Well, at least now you know. Margie, it's all yours. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty.
Hey, Bradley, thank you for taking my call. I'll make it quick, but maybe this will ring a few MAGA's bells. Remember when Antifa tore down all those statues of our forefathers?
Yep.
Well, Donald Trump has decided to bring one of them back, and that would be the statue of Albert Pike. And for people that don't know Albert Pike, he's a Freemason, he's a Satanist,
yep,
also the founder of KKK, and of that famous saying, when they need a hero, we will provide them for,
yep,
the people.
Yep.
And it's like, I hope they can't see something like this. But maybe this will be the straw that broke the camel's back.
Well,
all I wanted to say and share with you.
Okay, cool. Thank you. It's true what you just said, Albert Pike. I do a whole video on this. It's available on sonsoflibertymedia.com. And you were told that our forefathers were like this guy, which nothing could be further from the truth. They don't even define out to be the same thing. But what's interesting is Albert Pike came in 100 years later, and another guy named Albert Mackey, who decided to go ahead and use the forefathers as a shield to basically put in reverse what it is that our forefathers established. You know them now as Masons. And Albert Pike is the one that said, listen carefully, friends, when the people need a hero, they deliver them up all day long, and that's what I'm getting to in just a moment here, friends. When the people need a hero, the powers that are tolerated will deliver them up. Did you hear that? Do you see all of these that were good people that sold you as freedom fighters over the last 8 and 10 years in this country, how they're now on this current administration, and how they've all given full allegiance to Zionism under the guise of being God's chosen? When in fact the opposite is true. Listen to what Jesus said. They lie, he said. They are not the Jews of the Lord. They are the synagogue of Satan. That's exactly what you're looking at in the White House right now. And the current administration. They're all allied. Every one of them. Just seen a brand new picture of Mike Johnson. The list goes on. But you need to listen to what Margie just said, friends. Because that's exactly what's at play here. And, you know, one of the things that she had said, I don't know what it's going to take for the people, neither do I. And I said the same thing to our friend out in Indiana who called in earlier. I can tell you, a defector from Russia came over here and said, you can go ahead and do whatever you want to the people. He said, but they're not going to wake up until the boot drops. And he said, once the boot drops, then it's too late. My job is to make sure that you take possession of what the Lord has bestowed upon you with a good fight of faith, 1 Timothy 6:12, not without it, okay? My job is to tell you to hold your ground and not to tuck tail and run in the face of what's going on. And when the fight comes to you, understand that the Lord's on your side and so are the laws. And the fact of the matter is, folks, he promised that he would give us the victory one way or another, either in life or death. But the bottom line is this, friends, is they're scared to death that the American people are going to wake up to the fact that the power still belongs to them under God. But if you want to listen to the lie, that's how dictators operate. Read Ephesians 4:14 when you get a moment. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Be right back. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the Internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations, with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBSRadio.com.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic, without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Hey there, this is award-winning international journalist Alex Newman. We live in a world dominated by fake news, lies, manipulation, and it's just out of control, folks. Our country is in big trouble, our churches, our families. We need honest journalism today more than ever. And that's why I founded Liberty Sentinel Media. I hope you'll visit us today at libertysentinel.org, where you'll get access to exclusive content exposing the threats to our faith, family, and freedom while equipping you to fight back. Go to libertysentinel.org today.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed, real printed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day. And we don't waste time with nonsense. We have some of the best red pill writers in the country, including Bradley Dean, and we tell you the truth you need to know. It's unlike anything you've seen before. Email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
President Franklin Roosevelt said, "We cannot read the history of our rise and development as a nation without reckoning with the place the Bible has occupied in shaping the advances of our republic." Okay, so I'm just going to get to it, folks, because this is some pretty crazy stuff going on here. But I just want to go ahead and lay this out to you. And again, I want to make clear as to my position. So with that said, Jesus said in Matthew 15:14, he said, "Let them alone, they be blind leaders of the blind." Okay, he said, "And if the blind lead the blind, both shall fall into the ditch." Matthew 15:14, okay? Now, when I hit a topic such as this, it seems I have to, at times, explain my purpose to some in writing or conveying to you what I'm conveying to you even now. Some people will say, "Well, I'm trying to put out their light to make mine brighter." Just not true. Some people will say that they have relevant things to say, and some will totally agree with what I am highlighting even here concerning this conversation I'm having with you. So for the record, I'm not trying to put out their light. I'm just scripturally trying to keep you in the light that many of these that claim, I'm going to highlight them in a moment, that to be a part of, many of these claim to be a part of. I'm just trying to show you the difference between those that are actually in the light and those that are counterfeits that claim to be a part of the light. You know, it's also interesting to note that when people say those sorts of things like, "Well, you're just saying what you're saying because you're trying to make yourself bigger than them." No, I'm not. No, I'm not. I will tell you, I'm more effective. Ask my enemies. They'll tell you. 12:17 Revelation. They'll tell you. Right? They don't censor people that aren't effective, friends. They only censor people that are effective, period. These aren't effective. I'll get to that in a moment. But I want you to understand that I am not trying to put anybody's light out. And furthermore, when you put that up to Jesus, isn't it interesting the time that Jesus took and how much time he took in rebuking the religious hypocrites in the face of all the people? And he said to beware of them, to beware of them. Now, to do that and emulate Christ somehow or another, I'm trying to make myself bigger or I'm trying to put their light out. No, I'm not. Jesus taught us to do just what I'm going to do here in a moment. As a matter of fact, if you think about it, Jesus was merely demonstrating that which heaven forbids. They can claim that they're the children of God, but I'm here to tell you that heaven forbids these people that claim to be so. Okay? I just got done saying that many of these people that I'm going to highlight in a moment, they have relevant things to say. Well, that's exactly what politicians do, right? They have relevant things to say, but it's what they do through omission that should bother most of you. And it really should. See, people must come to the realization that them that I'm going to name are nothing short of a bunch of grown-up physically. They're a bunch of grown-ups that never grown up in their heads or like a bunch of gossips. Acting like a bunch of 15-year-old kids in detention, talking about those that they like and those that they dislike. You'll understand in just a moment. These individuals are not put up for any other reason than to neuter the American people when their claims are made. Okay? These stand as gatekeepers, 1 Kings 13:33, to teach Americans to do nothing. Listen to me. I mean, I could stop right here. The conservatives of the day, mixed in with what you've been taught to believe are liberals, there's absolutely no difference whatsoever. And I'm going to prove the point before the end of the show here. They stand as gatekeepers. They're appointed to be gatekeepers. And what are they appointed to do? To teach Americans to do nothing but complain about what it is that Americans tolerate. That's it. Who am I speaking of? Candace Owens. Isn't it interesting? Just follow the money trail, by the way. I seen something with Candace not too long ago where she comes out and she does a show. I couldn't even believe it. Just the arrogance. She comes out and she says she did a show on what it's like to be married to her. I mean, doesn't anybody wonder how it is that she's being called up to congressional hearings? Doesn't anybody wonder as to how it is that she has access to do what she wants without being impeded, censored, or suppressed? Doesn't anybody think that's a little odd that she has all of this money and she's hooked in to all of those other talking heads in the conservative movement, like the new one is Tucker Carlson? Well, you say, yeah, but she's really going against the Trump administration for all the Zionism stuff. Yep, I said they say relevant things. Keep that in mind because I'll prove the point as to what I'm going to make, okay? Tucker Carlson, you guys all seen the video just last week, right? Tim highlighted on one of his articles on sonsoflibertymedia.com when he was asked about a CIA connection, which I brought up years ago, and everybody thought, well, Tucker's great, man. Tucker's got great things to say. Does anybody pay attention to who his dad is? Last week, he came out and he denied it, and then at the end of it, he acknowledged what people were saying about him concerning what he was trying to cover up. His daddy was totally CIA. Hey, folks, he's not worth $400 million, and he's not in front of your face all day long because he's a part of the problem. Because he's a part of the answer. He's there because he's a part of the problem. It's what he's not talking about, just like Candace Owens. Alex Jones, do I need to say anything? I think everybody knows who Alex Jones is now. Isn't it interesting how when he first met Donald Trump, all of a sudden he cut all connections with everybody else? And it's as if somebody had something on him. And I know what I'm talking about. It's as if somebody had something on him that all of a sudden he began to become a good boy. But does anybody take the time to understand that Alex Jones is CIA connected as well? Nope, they don't. They keep playing his nonsense. What should bother you about all the people that I just highlighted, even up to this point, is what they're not talking about, okay? Tucker Carlson's one of them. Sean Hannity's another one of those worth hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars. Mark Levin. I mean, folks, I would love to call out literally every single one of these. And the reason that they're not over here, friends, is because they know they don't have the answer as to be or to the answer concerning the one that I've proposed to them. They don't want to bring about, I'm giving you a hint here, they don't want to bring about resolve. They're the little 15-year-old kids that have never grown up in their heads, and that's all they do is bring forth their likes and their dislikes. And if they go any further than that, they're going to remove them, okay? Mark Levin, absolute joke. Absolute joke. Mr. Authority, talking about the two-party, uniparty system that's created to divide and conquer. Just what a joke. Charlie Kirk is another one. You've just seen recently, friends, Charlie Kirk is talking about how the president needs to get out there and take military force to dominate the cities without. I've warned you about these people, and I've warned you about these people, and I've warned you about these people. When are you going to listen? Charlie Kirk calls for full military occupation of American cities. Why do you think he's been put there? Because he's telling you the truth? No. He's a useful idiot, just like the rest of those that I've highlighted. Chris Cuomo, he's another one. Rachel Maddow, she's another one. Andrew Tate, another CIA, folks, being busted for sex trafficking. We have this brand new one coming out named Nick Fuentes. I believe his name is. If I said it wrong, forgive me. Folks, he's another one. Guess what they're doing now? They're promoting some of the new ones out there. Guess how they talk? Just like themselves, but they're a new personality. Are they bringing about resolve? Absolutely not. Joe Rogan, he's another clown, a confused individual. That's why he's put there. Glenn Beck is another one. Confused individual. Put him up there. Confuse the people that are listening to him. Ben Shapiro, Mr. Antichrist, gets to go into the White House, play his violin at any time he wants to. He's called up to congressional hearings. So what? But why all the favor? Bill O'Reilly, another one. Dan Bongino, another one. Matt Walsh, Mike Medved, Dennis Prager, Joy Reid, Al Sharpton. There's absolutely no difference between any of those names that I just highlighted. What am I talking about? Have you noticed that I mixed the names? Do you notice that what I mixed and what you've been taught to believe as liberal show host, the fact is there's no difference between the two because they're both set up under this uniparty system to divide and conquer the American people. They have been put in place to teach the people that there's nothing that anyone can do about the crimes within the halls of government. Why? Because they never touch on it. And if they do they ever make reference? This is the question I want to answer. I want answered by you. I'm going to propose it to you at the end of the show. Has anybody that I named, and maybe even those that I left unnamed, because I didn't have time to dig them up before the show, but can somebody show me a one of the conservative talking heads or one of those leftist shows of you, as you have been taught by the spin doctors? Can anybody tell me if a one of them, folks, if a one of them has ever made reference to impeachment and prosecution of the corruptions that they're continuously highlighting? Not a one. Love you by what we do. We'll talk to you in 23. I got you for 2 hours tomorrow. Again, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. See ya.